There are those who have been as a racehorse galloping at the back of the pack, still in the race, but not yet committed to running at race pace with me. But there is an awakening going on concerning the grace available to run this race faster in me. Many think what I have asked is too hard, or have not yet seen the importance I place on what I ask. But I am not unjust to ask what cannot be done, nor would I ever waste time by asking things unnecessarily. The difficulties being encountered are the thoughts of the natural man and the whispers of the enemy that make those thoughts seem real, more real even than what my truth is speaking. Hear the words of life that I am faithfully speaking and immerse yourself in what I am speaking. I am exhorting and I am inviting out of the snares of wrong thinking through immersing oneself in that which my spirit has been speaking. I am continually speaking necessary words, words to encourage, words designed to be as my arm around you so that you might continue all the way into that which I am asking. Purge the dross of wrong thinking by spending extra times with me. Purge your mind of pressures from the natural man by immersing your heart in that which I have been speaking. Immerse yourself in me. Immerse yourself in me and uphold yourself in me through this immersing. In me is your joy, and this joy is your strength. Run with endurance this race of purging into the exaltation that is before you. All who hear are able. All are well able. Many have favored exaltation from man more than the exaltation I am seeking. My exaltation is not as man's exaltation. My exaltation is to humble oneself by being immersed in me, immersing oneself in my heart, in my ways, in my word, in my presence, and in the words that I am faithfully speaking. I am seeking the exaltation that comes by spending time with me and yielding to me, coming closer in intimacy. The only way into the fullness of where I'm leading is through immersing oneself in me, for there is no other way into the exaltation that I am seeking. There is no way into the fullness of what I am asking without taking times and extra times with me. Be strengthened by immersing yourself in me. Be a son or daughter of humility by taking extra time with me. Time is available for these things, for I never ask what cannot be accomplished in me. The spirit is willing, though the flesh resists the changes required in the humbling that I am asking. But fear not, immerse yourself in me. This is the way to victory in all things, for in me you live and move and have your being. There will be times of joyful exultation in the days ahead as each one sees the things that I have prepared and sees the manifestation of that which I have been speaking. Immerse yourself in me. Immerse yourself in me continually by much prayer and in fastings. Immerse yourself in my presence and become well acquainted with new depths in me. All are able who desire to be a part of the army I am preparing. Immerse yourself in me continually and find even greater desires and greater aspirations as you do these things. There is a revealing taking place in this extra focus on me. I am revealing me in you and you in me for each one to explore, for each one to inhabit more of the inheritance that is in me. The resulting fellowship we will have will bring about the promises you are seeking. Immersed. Be immersed in me. This is the way into the exaltation I have prepared for those who will follow me all the way into that which I have been speaking. It is not too hard, and it is necessary. There is grace for every step taken in me. Be immersed in me.